Our gadget man, Matt Porter, is here from Matt Porter Web Design, based at Innovation Martlesham on Adastral Park.
That's right,
thank you. James Hazel's snuck in as well to give us a little rundown of what's on the way today. Got your eyes on an e-bike sitting behind you, have you?
Yeah, well, can I have a go on it? Is that doable?
You can.
Have a go on it. It looks very impressive, it has to be said.
Yeah. Okay, all on the way very shortly. James, thank you. Leslie here this afternoon, of course, from 2. Donnie the Greyhound looking for love in Pets Corner. Robin Hodgkinson from the Sudbury Quay Theatre is Leslie's guest on the sofa. And there's news of this year's Aldborough Food and Drink Festival. The tickets have just gone on sale. And Foss is back on Drive Time after his long weekend watching loads and loads of Speedway. Right, Matt's here, and this week you have an e-bike for us to look at and to review. What sort of e-bike is it?
Yes, this is the fourth e-bike, I think, in the last year that I've looked at. This one is from a manufacturer called KTM, which are an Austrian manufacturer.
It's a good-looking bike, I have to say.
Very nice, yeah. They're more well-known for their motorbikes. They do a lot of motocross bikes. But it's a very nice bike. Yes, it has... it's an electric bike, so it's pedal assist. The only... in Europe... e-bike law says that you can only have a bike that will propel you as you pedal, so they call them pedelec or pedal assist. This is a pedal assist bike. It has a 250 watt Panasonic motor built into it, which is kind of standard. 250 watts is the standard for motors. You can't get any bigger than those if law wise but when you have it switched to high mode, when you switch it on, it gives you 400% assistance. So if you were cycling, imagine three other people pedalling at the same
time
as
you.
So it's quite amazing, actually. You really do feel it. The as usual, though, with the law associated with pedal assist bikes in the UK and Europe, they are limited to 25 kilometres per hour, which is 15.4 or 15.5 miles per hour. So as soon as you hit that speed, the power is switched off. So you kind of, it's one of those, it's a bit of a juggling act, actually. If you want to just cycle along, keep it just below 15 and a half miles an hour,
you'll
and it's
fine.
Very easy. If you go over that, you're then cycling on your own, power.
Yeah.
And that can obviously get quite tiring after a while, especially in the hot weather. So, yeah, 15 and a half miles per hour is the limit. It will do 60 miles per charge, maybe more. If it's on if you're going on hills, in fact, it uses a thing called regenerative braking, which a lot of the cars do as well. So it actually charges the battery if you're rolling down hills. It has suspension forks, suspension seat. So the post on the seat there has got suspension on it. Because it's an E-Street P, it has the mud guards that you have on a street bike rather than having none at all. So you're not going to get wet if you're going through puddles and stuff like that. It has built-in lights, and they're powered from the battery. So you get nice bright lights on it as well, all powered. The battery sits on the triangle area of the frame, and that can be removed and taken inside and charged or charged on the bike.
It looks very, very. It's like a sort of mountain bike, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a mountain bike frame. Yeah, E-cross alloy frame. Apparently,
okay. So quite light as well.
Yeah, it's pretty light. As the issue you have with electric bikes generally is the batteries are heavy anyway, so it doesn't matter if it was made from the lightest possible material, it's still going to be heavy because you've got a large battery on there. That, again, in the next years to come, the battery technology will make them lighter and things like that. But it's not too bad. You don't notice it purely because you've got so much assistance anyway. You really aren't breaking a sweat if you ride it normally, unless you're me and look at your watch and see that it's 20 past 11 and you need to get to the station rather sharpish. Normally you wouldn't break a sweat. I have been cycling backwards and forwards to Adastral Park, and it's no problem at all. And there's lots of nice cycle routes there as well on the way there, so it's pretty good.
So it's interesting, electric bike, why would you want it? Well maybe if you're perhaps not as fit as you once were, and if it's going to get you back on a bike, that's a good thing. Perhaps you've got some kind of mild disability or something like that, and it's just to give you that assist, isn't it?
I have to be honest that having the assistance on it makes it more appealing to use on a day-to-day basis. So yes, people do cycle backwards and forwards to work. Lots of people do. I see lots of bicycles out there. But if you're not terribly fit like me, then having the assistance like that is an alternative to driving to and from work, because it's not a great deal of effort. You're not having to go and jump in the shower when you get to work, because you're not putting a massive amount of effort.
Okay.
It's quite a nice way of travelling.
How much does it cost?
£2,099, this particular model. Obviously, it's high-end bicycle. That's the kind of, you need to be spending that kind of money in order to get the quality. You
Page
can
money,
go a lot.
Takes
yes,
choice.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a KTM E Street P.
Okay. All right. Four of you on thegadgetman.org.uk. Yep. Thegadgetman.org.uk. Matt, thank you very much.
And there's some footage as well of me riding it. I put a GoPro camera on, like a little harness, and I rode in today. I had that running,
brilliant.
So I'll be putting that up as well.
Thegadgetman.org.uk. So Matt Porter. Thank you. From Matt Porter Web Design, he's at Innovation Martlesham, based on Ad Astral Park. Our gadget guru, and more next week.
BBC Radio Suffolk